Hey, folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 37 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation reads, I am worthy of my own love. I make time to love myself well. Well, are you? Do you? I'm worthy of my own love. I feel like at this point, if you've been walking along this path, that this affirmation should feel pretty comfortable in your body, that you're worthy of your own love, that it's about self-love. It's not about requiring someone else to love us before we can love ourselves. You are worthy simply by waking up in the morning and breathing of self-love. And this last piece is where I think many of us will feel like, okay, I try. I make time to love myself well. And what I like about this week is that that pushes us to really ask ourselves, if we believe we're worthy of love, why don't we make time to love on ourselves well? Why wouldn't we make time to love on ourselves well? Why not be rushing to love ourselves well, carving out the time to love ourselves well? And that's what really came up for me as I was thinking and reflecting on this week, is that if this, then why not that? If this, of course I will make time to love myself well. And yet, getting better, but still could continue to improve in that regard. So I want you to think about for yourself, do these go together in this way so clearly? So what does unconditional self-love look like for you? That's a question I want you to ask yourself. And that's part of the big part of the exercises of this week of like, what does that look like for you? Self-love can look like a lot of things. And I hope that at this point you understand that it's not just about pedicures and bubble baths, that self-love can look like a variety of acts, of words, of things that bring us joy, being with people, doing hobbies. It can be so many different things. And that we often don't carve out the time to engage in activities solely for the purpose of our needs, in response to our own needs, in response or in seeking our own pleasure. And that is something that I want us to get more practiced at. Like, what have you done today that's purely for yourself, to care for yourself? What have you done this week to solely meet your needs? It'd be worth making a list and just checking in with yourself. And as you write that list, to check yourself, like, was this solely for me? Or was this for someone else and I also enjoyed it, right? And so if you don't have something that you do daily, and it doesn't have to be the same thing, but if you can't be like, yeah, today I did this, tomorrow I did that. Like, if you don't have something daily, ask yourself why. What's getting in the way? What's getting in the way? What are the barriers? One of the things that you've probably heard people say is like, pay yourself first. And people use that in all sorts of different domains. I don't hear it as much in the like self-love domain. I hear it in like working out or getting, you know, work done when you have multiple tasks ahead of you, like do your stuff before you then go do all the other things, or get your task done before you jump into emails and respond to other people's needs, or get up and work out first thing before the rest of the family's up so that you can take care of yourself before you're asked to care for others. This idea that you can't pour from an empty cup is where I hear it coming from. And I'd like for us to think about how we can pay ourselves first because we want to love ourselves so well, because we're worthy of being loved so well. And as I was asking myself, like, how do I do that? It's been a journey, because one of the questions says, do you ever feel guilty for treating yourself well? What thoughts or beliefs come up? And, you know, how do you navigate that? I remember I was probably, I guess I was in my late 30s, and I have a family history of diabetes on both sides of my family. I got really clear with myself that I didn't want that to be my outcome for my health without a fight. That I was going to make choices now so that I could have as many years of being able to make choices for myself before perhaps things in my body said, oh, nope, we're making some choices for you. And I remember I had a trainer and I felt like the only time that I could work out was before everyone else got up. Like it felt guilty to me to have the kids get up and have me go leave them to work out. Like I was supposed to be with them from the moment they opened their eyes, like in their first breath. When I say that now, it sounds ridiculous, but my experience of it was very real. And so I want you to be honest with yourself about those feelings of guilt that you have when you think of like how you're going to love yourself well. Because some people would think, oh, well, that's not loving yourself. That's just exercise. But for me, it really was loving myself, like loving myself and knowing that I was worth the discipline and the like daily investment in mobility and strength to give me the longevity that I really wanted. And I, for myself, knew that I couldn't say that I wanted that and not do what I needed to make it happen. Everyone's family history is different, so you might be able to kind of wing it, but I knew very clearly from some pretty tough lessons that I needed to make those choices to love myself enough to take care of it now. So all that to say, I know what it's like to like feel like, oh, I want to make this choice to love on myself and care for myself, but I feel guilty. I don't see where there's time. And so what I would invite you to do is just start somewhere. Like I started with getting up at 5 a.m. because nobody was up and working out then. I'm now able to like go fit it in during the day or, you know, I'll make dinner, hang out, and then I'll go get a workout. And like I'm better able to do that. And it wasn't that anyone in my house was saying that I couldn't. I had the support of everyone in my house. It was me. It was me that was saying I couldn't or shouldn't. Or if I'm going to care for myself and love on myself in that way, it has to be away from everyone else, not intruding with anyone else. And like, that's not intruding, but I couldn't get over this idea that it needed to be tucked away and that I couldn't take time away from time that could maybe be spent in my child's face taking care of myself. So I'm just sharing that with you and trying to be honest so that you can hear my thought process and to know that it took maybe 5-7 years for me to really get into that groove. And I kept doing it. And it got easier and easier and easier. And I realized that when I loved myself in that way, that my body actually felt better and that I was able to be more available for the people that I love. And it was like, it became this thing that I'm like, okay, this is for me because I want it. I want the longevity. I want the strength. I want the mobility. And it's okay. I don't have to feel guilty. So what is that for you, that way you want to care for yourself that you feel like is off limits or you shouldn't, or you should only if it happens at this time or in this way? If it brings you pleasure, if it's something you desire, if it's a way that you want to love on yourself, try just doing a little bit of it each day and then see how it feels. You get your reps in, just like you get your reps in when you get stronger. You get your reps in of putting yourself first, of paying yourself first, of caring and loving for yourself well because you're worthy of it. One of the things this week invites us to think about is how we've often heard about like the 5 love languages in relationships, but to think about your self-love language. So what feels like self-love to you? Is it acts of service, right? Is it like going to get that massage or like doing the thing like that you wanted to do, or you maybe even getting a babysitter to go do something you want to do, like doing something for yourself in that sort of like action, the acts of service? Is it quality time, spending quality time with yourself, maybe luxuriating over a book or your tea or, you know, some routine that you have? Is it physical touch? And that could be physical touch, like touching your own body, self-massage, going to get a massage, being engaged in some sort of physical act, like the dance class that I shared about? Could it be receiving gifts? Like, how do you get things for yourself? And it doesn't always have to be like a big gift. Like, could you even create something for yourself? Like, are there crafts that you like to do? I like to do puzzles. And so I try not to buy all the puzzles, but, you know, like that's a little gift I might get for myself to like spend some time picking out a puzzle. And then I look forward to the quality time with myself doing the puzzle, right? These can connect. And then the last one is words of affirmation. Are you a person that maybe likes to have affirmations up on your mirror or to listen to that inspirational song or that sermon or TEDx, TED Talk? Like, do you like to hear, kind of like audio hear, the words either said to you or read that can affirm you and can love on you? And so I want you to see like what feels good to your body, what self-love resonates for you. Just like in a relationship, there's probably a certain type of love here, self-love here, that you can tap into that resonates with you the most. So I invite you to see, you know, what is your type of love for yourself, your self-love type. For me, I think it is acts of service and physical touch. It's reminding me, need to schedule that massage. Yeah, because I really do appreciate that experience. Like, if I could have my feet rubbed every day, oh, yes. And I'm getting better at like self-massage in terms of like my hands and my forearms. And so I think physical touch and acts of service for myself, those are mine, in terms of just like making sure I'm carving out time to do the things that I want to do and that I care to do, even if it's setting up dinner. Like there's a service that we get that gives us the ingredients for a few meals a week. And so that gives me the flexibility of like not having to do the full menu plan and also the flexibility for someone else in the house to make a meal and not have to ask me what's for dinner, right? Like, they can just make it because it's there and the instructions are there and the ingredients are there. So those two are probably my big ones, acts of service and physical touch. Let me know what yours are, your self-love type. You can find me across all socials at Dr. Kiara Banks. And I'll see you next time on The Kiara Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.